What's your caption? What's your caption? Look at the picture. Think of something. Try and make it funny. Then tell us. What's your caption?
I wanted to get into a conversation with Scott Standis about the weird juju at Wrigley Field, but he claims that he has time constraints, so we will motor through the captions, and then I will do that after the break. I'm getting started here a bit late. I mean, later even than the Cubs and all that, because we were given the show after 5 o'clock, and I apologize to all of my affiliates down the line. Let me do this. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I got this email from Mark. It says, Gary, I'm a big fan, but honestly, Cartoon Boy kind of rubs me the wrong way. Not you, the name that I give you, Cartoon
yes.
Boy.
Yes.
He says maybe Scott feels the same way. I have some monikers that might be better. Let me give you these. The Prince of Penn, King of Crosshatch, Bristol Board Boss, the Duke of Drawing, the Sultan of Sketch, Titan of Tuning, Top Drawer, Emperor of Editorial Cartooning, the Marker Maestro, Dr. Doodle, Expert Inker, Colossal Cartoonist, the Ambassador of Art, Chairman of the Drawing Board, Drawing Genius, Ace Illustrator, Ballpoint Boss, Super Scribbler. So you look at those, take those with you. And
can
if
you just
like
use them all? Because that would be fine with
if
me.
If you want to pick one out of those, I will be glad to call you that.
Titan of Tuning. I kind of like that one.
Okay, you look.
Okay, I'll look.
Very quickly, here is the cartoon.
Now, you guys didn't understand it when you talked about yesterday.
I need to read the paper more. I guess there's information in these newspapers. I didn't know they still had newspapers.
Ink on paper. Who does that anymore?
But you're like a lot of album covers I looked at back in the 60s and 70s. You had to look at them many times and see the subtleties.
It's like a Yes album.
I got the overview. You got Rahm Emanuel pushing a drink cart down the middle aisle of an airplane, and then two passengers are commenting. Is he in a pilot's uniform?
No, I like that. That's a stewardess.
Stewardess? Okay, because some people thought it was a pilot's
uniform.
Yeah,
I saw that. I got that.
And then I was informed that he travels a lot on city business.
Yes.
And that's
and
what you're going
pays for.
For.
Now, let me ask you something. When you travel on WGN business, do you get reimbursed after you come back? I mean, how does that work here?
Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone else in the world except for government people. Okay.
So what, they pay him in advance?
Yeah, he just charges it.
Okay. And that's why you did that cartoon?
Yes.
Let me motor through mine. You can do yours then.
Okay.
Tim from Wonder Lake. Don't worry, it's on cruise control. See, he thought it was the pilot.
Yeah.
That Rahm was the pilot. Jane from Alsip. Did he just say coffee, tea, or me? Boy, Rahm will do anything to get tourists to Chicago. B.J. Jacobson of Deerfield. Did you guys enjoy the free salted peanuts and pretzels? Good. How about a drink for $1,000?
Nah, it takes a long. That's a long trip.
I understand. Hey, okay. We're just throwing them out here. These are raw pieces of clay. Don't react. This is Marcy from Chicago. Hey, nurse, how would you like to join me in the Mile High Club?
Ooh.
So Todd of Beach Park goes with, ladies and gentlemen, we will be landing in Chicago shortly. It's 85 degrees and 35 people have been shot today.
Wow.
Claudette from Libertyville. Slinging drinks is better than sneaking a ride in the plane's wheel well.
Yeah.
Because of that stowaway recently. Richard Reeder from Buffalo Grove. Only a small portion of your purchase goes to the reelection fund. The rest goes to pay off the pension debt, the CPS budget gap, and the pothole fund. Thanks for flying with Rahm. Too long for you, I know.
Oh, yeah.
David from Highland, Indiana. I guess he thinks if he gets us drunk enough, we won't notice all the gunfire as we get off the airplane. Tom
Better.
From Palos Heights. This round is on me. I'm paying with my new Ventra card. Maggie from Chicago. So he's not your everyday flight attendant. I'd still hit that and brag to my friends. All right.
Okay, I've got one here. Kurt says, coffee, tea, and fee. I love this one. This is from Ed from Chicago. Handling those mini bottles makes him feel huge.
That's true. That's normal size for him.
I know. Well, he's a little fella. Tim from West Chicago. The water is free, but it will cost you $10 to park the bottle on your tray.
Yeah, it's kind of along the lines of that one. Hey, drink for $1,000. Peanuts are free.
I'd like a Rahm and Coke.
Oh, not bad. Yeah, here we go.
There it is. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Coffee, tea, or more fees? This ain't your day job, pal. You don't have to qualify.
Pre-read. Scott? Two words. Pre-read. I mean, I go through these and try to pick out the ones I think have some chance.
Well, that's what I did here, too.
You
but
did?
I did,
okay,
but I just forgot. Oh, it's short-term memory loss. I'm old, Gary. Right. It happens.
All right.
Good Lord.
Is that
man.
All of them?
No, here's one. Do you have an identical twin city in first class? I'm just telling you, these are the jokes, folks.
Those are the ones you said you liked.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to stop there because that's pretty much what I got.
All right. I will give three muffs to the top three and then some gift cards to some runners-up.
Can we buy the muffs yet online? Can we buy them if we can't?
No, I'm not selling anything yet. It's complicated.
Gary,
you have
a kid going to college.
I know. Believe me, I would if I could.
All right.
Thank you. And Scott will pick one. His readers will pick one. You'll send a signed copy of the cartoon to that winner.
Right. Go to chicagotribune.com/caption and vote.
Thank you, Scott Stantis.
Thank you.
This, like I said yesterday, you pick somebody up at Midway or drop them off. You head right back down Cicero, go north, and there's the racetrack. Enjoy. Watch the official ceremony and celebration of Wrigley Field's. Okay, that's already happened. Don't hand me this stuff.
Well, they could show it to you.
Huh?
Isn't that, what are they saying?
It's the... Okay.
They're saying watch it, right?
Watch the official ceremony. I'm going to read this now.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me if this is still timely.
Okay.
Watch the official ceremony in celebration of Wrigley Field's 100th birthday before the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks today at 12:30 on WGN TV.
Okay, that would be wrong.
Unless you have a time machine, you can't do that.
Actually, I think there are reenactors out there tonight.
There should be. Well, they got the uniforms. Okay. For those of you who, over the years, I've said, there's weird bad juju there. And I'm not alone. Okay? But some of you, oh, no, it's... I've called it the Vatican of ballparks, but only because I thought I got to say something. They're on the radio station. But now I think it's time. It's time to just call it as it is. There's something way wrong with Wrigley Field, besides the fact that, okay, it's 100 years old and it's got that, I guess, retro charm. But beyond that, everything else is bad. Everything. Bathrooms, the team, everything's bad. I guess the locker rooms, I was in one many years ago.
It's the same.
Because I was leading, right, it was many years ago. I was leading this blind guy around who was a sportscaster, and he needed somebody to take him to the games. How he did the games, I don't know.
Baseball is slow.
I was at my broadcasting school, and one of my assignments was take this guy.
Were you replaced later by his wife? Didn't his wife take him around?
I think she did.
Yeah, because they used to argue all the time.
So, get this. We go to Wrigley. Game rained out. He goes, take me down to the clubhouse so I can get some interviews. Okay. I don't know squat at this point. I still don't know that much. I don't really need to know. They won, they lost. Okay. At this point, go down to the clubhouse. Take me to Ron Santo. And now I'm thinking, well, I know his uniform number. Now they're all naked. They're coming out of the shower. So I got no numbers. All I got are naked guys. And I can't tell one from the other.
Well, Ron's number was 10, and I think you could tell by that, couldn't you? Mm. Back then, they used to give their numbers by certain measurements.
Yeah,
that's why Ernie was number 14.
Okay, I got to say, what I saw was unbelievable.
And Billy Williams was 26.
That was a nightmare, taking this guy around. They have to get out of there. This is the 100th anniversary today, right?
Yeah.
It's their birthday.
100, yeah.
They're winning 5-1 in the ninth.
5-2.
Was it 5-2?
5-2.
Doesn't matter. 5-2, 5-1. They're winning. It's two outs in the ninth, and they lose 7-5.
They can't even win when they're another team.
Right. They've got these.
They were the Federals today, and they still lost.
They still. You
right,
tell
yeah,
me.
The Cubs didn't lose. It was the Feds, guys.
The Feds lost.
The Feds are 0-1.
Come on. On the 100th birthday, something's bad. Something's wrong. Time to try something new. WGN. Gary Meyer on the 50,000-watt Blabbing Cabin. I have a Basement Watchdog AM/FM NOAA Weather Alert Radio for the 25th caller right now at 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. We'll get one of these Basement Watchdog Weather Alert Radios. It will let you know when there's a tornado approaching, floods, any kind of weather hazards. And you can program this radio to only alert you for your area. It's not going to alert you if it's 300 miles away. You can program it so it's only specific to your area. It's good to have in the middle of the night if you're sleeping and there's a funnel cloud heading your way. Wouldn't it be nice? Yes. And you can grab that right now. Some bookkeeping items here. Tomorrow when the Cubs are playing, I will start streaming at 3 o'clock at WGNRadio.com. So right at 3 o'clock I start, and then when the Cubs game is over, I'll rejoin AM 720. I'll be doing that once a week only when the Cubs interrupt my show, or vice versa, however you look at that. I think today I'm safe in saying that they've interrupted my show. And that's tomorrow, and there is a phone number that is available for you to call and leave a voicemail if you want to try to get on some of the stream activity. 312-222-5404 is that number. 312-222-5404. Leave a message, and I'll try to get that on the stream, because I have a little more time to work during the streaming portion because there's a lightened load of things. All right. So are you with me or are you against me as far as Wrigley Field? This is the day to talk about it, the 100th anniversary. I heard today that they built Wrigley Field in 6 weeks.
Yeah, right.
6 weeks. They have not been able to get a scoreboard up in 5 years. So something's wrong. I'm sorry you don't want to subscribe to that. You're all about, it's a beautiful ballpark, one of the last of the originals left. Look what's happening there. On their birthday, could that have been a bigger spoiler?
Oh, I mean, how depressing is that?
I thought Pat and Ron were going to take hostages, do a barricade hostage, and start going nuts.
You've got to feel sorry for those two and, you know, Len Casper and Jim, or JD, because they've got to do this through the end of September.
Yes.
And it's only April.
Okay.
And it's happening.
It's a nice job. It's not heavy lifting, but I'm sure that they'd rather have things turn out differently early in the season. They haven't had that opportunity the last 2 years.
49 days.
49 days?
Wiggum Field was built.
In 49 days?
49 days.
Okay. And for some reason, they can't get squat done in years.
Now, let's be fair. There was no upper deck at that time. There was limited bleacher seats.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't a full-fledged kind of Wrigley Field we see today.
This is part and parcel of what's happened to our country, and we got to get back to the basics here. There used to be a time when everybody was into things being good for the country and we're all working for the same thing, and the Empire State Building would go up in 9 months and things would get done and everybody was into it. And that's all gone now.
Well, think about it. You know, apparently, the Cubs were going to have night games and they ordered everything. Everything
right.
was starting
then
to be
the
assembled.
War broke out.
And Wrigley, to your point, gave all that to the war effort.
Right. They gave all the lights away.
And the cables and everything.
How many things can go sideways on this team before you think, well, maybe if it's a change of location, even if it isn't, nice bathrooms, parking, huh? Maybe a retractable roof.
Concourses you can walk
through. Let's head into the 21st century. What do you say? Is that a problem? By the way, I got a text about Scott Stantis, and it was getting into my grill about him and I, and I'm being mean to him. Let's see. Don't understand why you're such a jerk to Scott. Maybe he's just having a bad day, as we all are on Wednesdays just after 5. That's what Scott and I do. That's our percussion. We're good friends, and we just have that little, hey, you're not doing your job. I'm not doing my job either. That's what we do.
He let you draw a cartoon. If he
yes.
didn't like you,
now,
why would...
That, I know it sounds like that I'm getting into his thing, but no, that's all for show. That's what we do. He likes it. He's laughing when he leaves here. If he's not, he would tell me.
I mean, he was crawling when he walked out, but still, he was laughing as he crawled.
Yeah, he does that. He does little things like that. You can text me at 24720, and the phone number is, as ever, 312-981-7200.
Somebody else is celebrating a birthday today, in addition to Wrigley Field. Good old number 35, Tony Esposito from Chicago's Blackhawks.
Originally, I was going to broadcast from the United Center from 5:30, 5 o'clock, whenever the Cubs ended, which was 5 o'clock today, until 6:30. But then the station said, and that was going to include Steve Cochran and Pete McMurray. And then the station said, hey, what if the Cubs go long? You might only be on an hour if they go into extra innings, which has happened.
Like today.
And there's an expense involved of sending the show over there. So then they said, hey, the game doesn't start till 8:30. Pete's going to be on from 6:30 till pregame at 8 o'clock. How about that? It's your radio station. What am I going to say? No.
Plus, there will be nobody opening. The doors don't open until
7. So what I decided to do is give away two Dave Novotny Indian Head sculptures via trivia questions to keep that momentum going. Dave was nice enough to put some together, and I will do that after the break here, but I'm going to ask the questions now. At least the first one. Here's the first one. What former Blackhawks coach did Joel Quenneville replace in St. Louis in the 96-97 season? What former Blackhawks coach did Q replace in St. Louis in the 96-97 season? And I'll tell you what, Craig, just start with the first caller, if that first caller is correct, at 312. What number do you want him to call in? 312-591-7000.
You know, what's funny is
I'll give that person, if it's the correct answer, the beautiful Indian head sculpture that Dave Novotny put together.
The Hawks could have played the Avalanche in the playoffs as well, or the Blues, and the irony is that Quenneville coached both the Blues and the Avalanche.
Okay.
He would have coached against his former team one way or the other.
That's the way this goes.
Yeah.
Well, so tonight,
a little interesting fact.
I heard our sportscaster say that their captain, the Blues captain, might play.
Backus, yeah.
And I got a text that said, hey, Backus, how many fingers? How many fingers? I hope he plays, and he doesn't know if he's seen double, if that's the net over there.
He might shoot at his own net.
Good. He might see one off to the left or right and shoot it over there. Let him play. I can't imagine his noggin is back. What's that?
I don't think he's going to play, though. I mean,
his noggin can't be right.
No. He didn't know where he was that day.
Good.
The thing is, though, there are reports there that are suggesting that he could possibly play. Ken Hitchcock said after the last game, he might be back in 2 to 3 games. That even had me raise my eyebrows because I thought, well, how is that possible? Because the guy got his lights knocked out there by Brent Seabrook. But he didn't skate this morning, but Hitchcock today would not go so far as to say that he was out. So we'll see.
Yeah, they do that. Upper body, lower body. They're very mysterious in the hockey world about things.
He's got full body.
Right. He's got head to toe bruises. Which way did I like when he stood up. Where am I? Where am I?
What pitch is it?
Oh, my God. It's Peggy Sue. How you doing, Peggy Sue? John Royster from Clifton is the weather radio winner. Congratulations, John. I'll have more of those to give away.
Fine village down in near Kankakee County, I believe. Yep, right off 57.
Okay.
Clifton and Central High School of Comets, I think.
Provided by the Basement Watchdog, which I met the owner today. If you have a sump pump, okay, we'll talk.
Do I have to put that in the basement, this radio?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
You have to put the sump pump in the basement or in the hole where your sump pump is, usually down below.
In the sump.
Why don't you put the radio in the sump pump hole and see how it works, you son of a biscuit. The traffic spot, a little trouble in the cockpit, and I will explain in just a minute. But, Jim, you've been hanging on. Let me take your call, and then I'll regroup here.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Enjoy your show. Really enjoy it. Longtime fan. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Hey, my comment is I have been very fortunate to attend a baseball game at all 30 baseball parks in the major leagues. And it pains me to tell you this because I am a lifelong Cub fan that the worst baseball park in all of Major League Baseball is Wrigley Field.
Okay. But people have to start acknowledging this because not only do they not win there for 100 years, it's kind of a dump, isn't it? Compared to these other parks, this is a major city, the third largest city, and other smaller cities have nicer parks.
Could not have said it better. I mean, yes, the field is beautiful, the wall is the ivy, but the infrastructure, Zambrano says, we stinks.
We stinks. They could take the whole wall and the outfield and save it and put it in the new park.
Absolutely. Yeah. You could have rebuilt it. In Rosemont or wherever you want to build it, tell the city to go, take a walk and build a brand new stadium. It's very unfortunate. He'll spend more money in court and trying to renovate that thing that he could have built 7 Wrigley Fields by the time he's all done with it.
You're right. He's got to fight the city for every little thing he wants. He'll never have parking, no matter what he gets. What's there to argue about? The rooftop owners still have 10 or 11 years, and they can hold him up for that. I don't know what else he has to look at. What was your favorite ballpark?
I got to tell you, the top three were Pittsburgh, Colorado, and Anaheim.
I've been to PNC Park in Pittsburgh. It is magnificent. It's as if Wrigley were at Michigan and Wacker. It's right in downtown Pittsburgh. They did a beautiful job on this park. And here's the other thing. On game day in Pittsburgh, they close the bridge from downtown Pittsburgh to the ballpark. This is a major artery. They can't even close one little street next to Wrigley on game day. What is wrong with this city?
You got it, brother.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Gary, I was just wondering, you know, with all this Wrigley Field stuff and the Cubs losing the way they did with the 100th birthday, wouldn't that be something if, like, a flock of birds got into the United Center and surrounded that Hitchcock coach of St. Louis?
I see what you're going for. Famous movie, The Birds, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. All right, we'll see if that can happen tonight. I'd like to see some hawks surround him and peck his eyes out. Here's what happened when I asked the Blackhawks trivia question. Forgot to give the answer to Craig, who was taking the phone call. So some people called, and they didn't quite hear the question. They gave him an answer that is kind of right, but it wasn't right for the question I asked. So he dismissed them, even though they had the right answer, so I have to reset. The question was, what former Blackhawks coach did Joel Quenneville replace in St. Louis in the 96-97 season? What former Blackhawks coach? The answer is Mike Keenan. And what was the answer that people were? Jim Roberts.
But he must have coached for a short period of time, and then they...
But he wasn't a former Blackhawks
coach. No, but he wasn't a former Blackhawk. Mike Keenan was a former Blackhawk.
All right, let's throw that out. Let's reset. Let's clear the cockpit of smoke. Try to get this thing righted. Here's another one. We'll start fresh. In the past four postseasons, what is the Hawks' record in games 4-7? In the past four postseasons... What is the Hawks' record in games 4-7? 312-591-7000. We'll start with the first caller. The winner gets the Dave Novotny Indian Head Sculpture, the metal Indian Head Sculpture. Starting in the middle of the show is always a challenge, isn't it? I know you're thinking, well, I'll tell you what a real job is. It's working on a roof, putting tiles on a roof and stuff.
Starts at the same time every day.
Exactly. I don't know what you're complaining about. I'm trying to make excuses. I understand. I apologize.
The Giants and Rockies are going to extra innings, just so you know.
Okay. WGN.
Testing now.
Go.
From the WGN Allstate Showcase Studios.
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Take that.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, Gary.
Good evening, America. A man in Providence, Rhode Island, entered a convenience store on Monday using a potato, pretending it was a gun, trying to rob the store.
What's up, Doc?
The robber shouted, "Give me money," before the store manager chased him off with a baseball bat.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life.
Mr. Potato Head then went to a laundromat with the potato and yelled, "I need the money." The employee gave the man a $20 bill from a decoy cash register, and he left.
I like your style, dude.
Was his getaway car made out of Lego bricks? I like the idea of a decoy cash register at all convenience stores. The cash register could have fake money in it. That looks real. Then when the stunad gets home, looks at the $100 bill, there's a picture of Alfred E. Newman on it.
Oh, that's nasty.
Stunad number two is out of Georgia. Mark Densmore was arrested for shoplifting. When arrested, he asked police to watch his bicycle because it was expensive. Turns out the bike was stolen, too.
Look, buddy, I'm afraid we can't consider your bike being stolen in a police emergency.
It's time, as they say, to bleach the gene pool. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting from the Allstate Glass Box on your Blackhawks, Cubs, Nation Mothership, the 720 Dreamliner, the Super G, WGN, Chicago. Tom Skilling is on board. Hey, Tom, if you could indulge me for just a minute here. I've got a person who is going to win something. I asked a Blackhawks trivia question a few minutes ago, and Chris here is going to give the answer. Here's the question. In the past four postseasons, what is the Hawks' record in games 4-7? Chris, what is your answer?
They are 22-6.
22-6 is correct.
Wow.
You're going to get a Dave Novotny metal Indian head sculpture. This thing is beautiful. And go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thank you, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is the only place you can get them. David doesn't make these for the fairs he goes to. He doesn't sell them through his company, CustomSteelArt.com. It's only through my show, and he's very generous to do that. I thank David for that.
Dave is amazing.
He's aces.
Yes, he is. He is. And I think folks who have these stats at their fingertips are just amazing to me. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's good to know something about something. Yes. I don't know anything about anything. So I freely admit that.
How are you today, Gary?
Everything's fine. It's just that I've been harping on this Cubs thing because there is something that is in the water in Wrigley Field, and it's time to get it extracted, and that would be to move to the suburbs. Yeah. This is on their birthday. If anything else, as far as something going wrong could go wrong on their birthday, what? They were going to win this game in the ninth, and then it all went away.
Yeah.
And the weather didn't cooperate.
Heartbreaking. No, it was a little chilly.
Freezing, right?
Yeah, it was cool. It was about 42 during the game, and we had mid to upper 30 wind chill. So it was chilly for the fans out there.
All right, but that's not our problem.
No.
Nobody
asked
me.
Can't do much about that. I know.
I'm going to ask another trivia question in just a minute here for the other Blackhawks sculpture, and going to stay into the Blackhawks fever that we're in because this is your Blackhawks headquarters. Coming up at 6:30, Pete McMurray is at the United Center. He'll take it till 8 o'clock, and then it's Hawks pregame with Judd Surratt.
Yeah.
Late game tonight.
That is a late game.
Yeah.
8 o'clock. Yeah.
I guess they are running other games, and they don't want them all to overlap, something like that.
Gotcha.
So it starts at 8:30.
Yeah.
And John and Troy calling it, as they always do, on the AM 720 mothership.
Yes.
Thank you. So, Tom.
Yes, Gary.
You have been predicting next week some bad weather.
Yeah, it's not looking real good. It starts Sunday, and this thing just parks over us. There's a complicated blocking pattern above all this, so it keeps this thing just crawling along. And so, you know, what are you going to do about that?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
The next couple of days, we're going to warm up. So.
I saw your weather page, and I looked at Sunday, and I thought, here's what's going to happen on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up, I don't know, 8:30, and it's going to be crappy. I'm never going to get out of my flannels.
Oh.
That'll be it, because I'm not going to bother. Just going to mope around, plunk on the guitar, maybe make some bread.
Yeah. It's a good day to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch Mad Men later on, and that'll be the day right there. I can tell you that right now.
I think that's a plan. That's for sure. We're talking about low 50s, inland 40s at the shoreline. Same thing on Saturday, although Saturday will be okay. There'll be some sunshine at least part of the day Saturday. But, this spring it's the driest spring we've had around here in 17 years, and 60% of its days have been below normal. That doesn't surprise anybody. But, you know, one thing, Gary, it looks like the south side of the system is going to send waves of severe weather, so we may be going to make a dent in this tornado drought we've got going across the country from the plains across the downstate areas of Illinois and Indiana and the deep south, so... we may catch up on some of these numbers here, but
okay,
And
you'll keep everybody posted as
we
you
will.
Always do.
Yes.
All right, hang on, Tom. I'm coming right back. Let me ask this question first. Jonathan Toews wears number 19. What Hawks player first wore number 9, then switched to number 19 in 73-74? Jonathan Toews wears number 19. What Hawks player first wore number 9, then switched to number 19 in 73-74? 312-591-7000. Start with the first caller. If they have it right, they're going to get that Indian head sculpture.
Do you come up with these questions, Gary?
No, I have a Blackhawks bank of judges here, and they just pump these things out.
Yeah. I see. Yeah, even writing the question is challenging.
Oh, Tom.
But it's done with great precision and finesse, I can tell you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Coming right back, here's Leslie. Crappy to do anything else. Right, Tom?
Maybe get Lou to come over and help out.
No, make my bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a tool user. He doesn't want to be with somebody with soft hands like me.
Making bread.
All right, Tom, it's time to play.
Time now for Blackhawks Trivia. Your chance to win a Dave Novotny metal Indian head sculpture.
Here's the question. And
that's a full production open.
Oh,
that's
Tom,
very
I don't
impressive.
Know what you think I'm all about, but I'm all about the production.
Right.
Here's the question. Frank seems to want to play. He's ready to go. Jonathan Toews wears number 19. What Hawks player first wore number 9, then switched to 19 in the 73-74 season? Frank, what's your answer?
That would be Dale Talon.
Dale Talon. Good old number, Dale Talon, number 19. Data, Tal, Da, Dale, whatever his nickname was. You will get a Dave Novotny Indian head sculpture.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Frank, thank you for playing.
Good for Frank.
Blackhawks Trivia. You have all his information, Craig? All right, thank you, Frank. That's how it rolls here, Tom.
That's good. Who is doing the intro there, Gary?
That was me through what is called a harmonizer.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, you can make your voice.
They manipulated your voice.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even recognize you. So
that's what they play when somebody doesn't want to be identified on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
They put their voice through that, and they put the pantyhose over their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't be recognized.
Right.
So then I was, I infiltrated the drug cartel, and I blew the whistle on all the lead guys, and now I'm in the witness protection program, and I'm always going to talk like this.
That's very impressive.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Tom, if you didn't laugh all day, we'd just cry.
I know.
Right?
It's true.
There's so much going on. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Now, what are we doing?
What the heck was that? I don't know what I said.
I don't either. I don't either. I think everybody's... I think we're just bummed out by what happened at the end of the Cubs game.
I think we all are, yes. Yeah. You don't expect that.
No.
It was...
You know, you're right, Tom. And
I know they've lost in so many odd ways before, but it seemed so perfect. Their 100th anniversary.
I know.
And they're winning 5-2. It's the ninth inning, two outs. What could go wrong?
I looked away for 3 minutes, and, you know, they were hit. I thought, oh, well, this is a slam dunk.
Yeah.
And, gee.
You could hear Pat and Ron ready to go, just hit the bottle. Well, that was a bad ending to a beautiful day. Would you like to take some hostages?
Right.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
You'll be spending a little time at some of the places down there in Wrigleyville. probably getting over this, right?
Here's a story. Let me share this with you. Rachel Andrews said a man entered through the back door of her home and walked over the sleeping mother and changed the channel on the television to the Cartoon Network to distract her one-year-old daughter who was watching the Cartoon Network. The mother was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
The distraction did not work as the youngster sounded the alarm. She was upset when her favorite show, and I think this is out of the UK, her favorite show, Sophia the First, was changed. So the kid starts squawking. The mother wakes up after this guy's hightailing it out of their house, right?
Yeah, and he was
he changed
going
the channel.
Rob them, is it?
Yes, and he did. So he changed the channel as this kid's watching the Cartoon Network. Never do that, because the kid would just watch the Cartoon Network and never let anybody know you were there.
Yeah.
Here's what was missing. Her iPhone was stolen, along with 2 6-packs of alcohol, an iced coffee, 2 shot glasses, and an internet modem.
Hmm.
But he left the laptop sitting there.
Jeez.
That's not what kind of
I don't know
burglary list is that.
What was he going to
do? Iced coffee. I got to get. These guys are doing the weirdest things. I had a story the other day. This guy came in, and he took a shower, broke into somebody's house, took a shower, and I think he made a sandwich with some lunch meat before he robbed the place.
Gee, and you had one on the open of the show today. What did that guy do? He
okay. Oh, I want to. I'm glad you brought that up. I had never heard this before. The guy tried to rob a store with a potato. The potato was supposed to be a gun.
Gun. Uh-huh.
Now, I know these prisoners, they can make guns out of anything, and I think you can make a gun out of a potato, but I don't think he even did that. I just think he showed the potato and said, I want your money.
Right.
When he went to this laundromat, he did this thing at a convenience store, then he went to a laundromat because the first guy chased him out with a baseball bat. The guy at the laundromat opened what was called in the story, a decoy cash register. I've never heard this before, which I think is very clever.
Yeah.
Gave him a $20 bill. Now, I don't know if the 20 was real or even those were fake, and the guy left. I'm thinking all these convenience stores should have a fake cash register with this fake money and go, okay, here.
Idea.
And by the time the mope leaves, he's gone. He doesn't know it's fake.
Yeah.
So he tried to rob the store with a potato. The second story was a guy caught shoplifting, and he says to the cops when he's caught, hey, can you watch my bike? It turns out the bike was stolen,
that's
too.
That's right.
Can you watch my bike? It's very expensive.
Jeez.
And that was stolen.
Gee. Well, he would know something about why you'd have to watch the bike.
Yeah, it's a nice bike, which he had just stolen.
Right, having stolen other people's nice bikes.
It is Stugat City out there.
Yeah, it
we
really
are knee-deep in idiots.
Very strange.
Tom, I hate to cut you short,
that's
but we're coming
right,
up to Blackhawks.
I know, we got a big night ahead here.
Yep, this one is bigger than everything that we've seen.
It is.
Bulls down 2.
Yep.
No time for that. Got the Blackhawks. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the stream at 3 o'clock, Tom.
Sounds good,
okay.
Gary. All right.
Have a great night.
You
WGN.
Too.